Well, Amnesty International is also well aware about the conditions on Manus Island. Refugee Campaigns Coordinator Graham McGregor says the government has done nothing to address the health problems in the detention centre on Manus Island. I asked him what the implications of the conditions there have on the health of asylum seekers.
The implications are extremely wide-ranging. You're dealing with people who have already been through extremely difficult physical experiences, but also very difficult mental traumatic experiences, such as fleeing persecution and conflict. And the fact is that the medical facilities there are woefully inadequate to support the health needs of a population that large and that complex.
Ben Pint from Humanitarian Research Partners has submitted his findings to the UN. So what are the possibilities that the UN will take action on the allegations of substandard conditions on Manus Island?
I think the possibility of condemnation at the international level and possible repercussions for Australia at that level are fairly good. And the reason for that is that Australia is really very much out on its own on this issue. Nobody else does this. Nobody else in the world sends asylum seekers to remote tropical islands and treats them in this way. Nobody else makes such an issue of what is actually on a global scale a relatively small number of people attempting to arrive by boat. And nobody else is so committed to such inhumane policies without exploring more humane options. So the chances of condemnation and possible repercussions, I think, are fairly good. Now, Amnesty will be submitting its own evidence of the conditions in offshore detention to the UN in the next couple of months. And we do believe that many of those conditions violate the Convention Against Torture.
Now, there's been horror stories coming out of Manus Island for quite a while now. How far would the whistleblowing have to go before Immigration Minister Scott Morrison is forced to address the issues?
Well, I think that really is up to the Australian public. The Australian public ultimately vote. Many of them voted for these policies, but it's not necessarily clear that they voted for the policies as they're actually being carried out or fully understood just how bad things could get. So really it's up to the Australian public to stand up and say that they won't accept this approach any longer, that things have gone too far, that you can't justify these kinds of abuses and deaths behind a veil of concern for people's lives.
What about the legal connection for the Australia's Immigration Department, for Australia's Immigration Minister, between the things that are happening to people, we've had two deaths now, and the duty of care? Are there legal implications there?
There are, and we have seen some of the asylum seekers affected by these policies already taking legal action or challenging the policies of the Australian government in court. Now, obviously, that's made more difficult when legal aid to asylum seekers is being cut. But certainly it has been done and there are definitely legal challenges to be made. Now, one of the problems is that it's extremely difficult for asylum seekers in offshore detention centres to gain access to legal representation. When we were there, we asked a lot of questions of staff and of asylum seekers about whether or not the asylum seekers had access to lawyers if they so desired, and it became very clear that actually gaining legal representation is extremely difficult, in large part because in many cases legal officials and lawyers were simply denied access to the centre.
So do you think the death of this young Iranian man, well, he lies between life and death at the moment, but if he dies, do you think that will be a trigger for outrage, for perhaps more pressure upon the Immigration Minister?
I would certainly hope so. Obviously, our greatest hope is that Hamid will pull through from his condition and that he can one day be reunited with his family, who I know are extremely concerned for his welfare. But should the worst happen and should Hamid pass away, I certainly hope that this will act as a wake-up call to the Australian people, that these policies ultimately cost people their lives and are not really doing anything effectively to improve the issue of asylum seekers coming to Australia by boat.
Graham McGregor from Amnesty International, he's the Refugee Campaigns Coordinator.